Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here for part three of our Pirate Master rewatch here on RHAP Rewind. So excited to talk about what a great block of episodes we have for you. Talk about episodes 8, 9, 10, and 11 here on Pirate Master. All the episodes are up on YouTube this time around, and we are going to break it all down with my co-captain. Here is the great Aaron Robertson. Aaron, how are you?
You know, podcasting something is not something that you remember when you were last podcasting or something like that. It's all a blur. But I'm enjoying myself with this Pirate Master.
Yes.
I told you it gets better with every
block. It does
block,
get better.
So.
It does get better. Because I feel like that when there was like 15 people, 14 people, it was all a blur. Now that we're getting down to 9 people, 8 people, so like, oh, I could tell you who's on which team and on which expedition, and people have a little bit more of like character traits, and it's not just like 2 or 3 people that we know, and like, who are all these other people? All right, but we are so lucky here today, because I don't even know how we got this to happen, because we've watched so much Pirate Master, and there was one person who that we reached out and said, hey, by any chance, have you seen Pirate Master? They said, no, but I'd love to. Please welcome the co-host of the RHAP B&B, one of the co-hosts on the Drag Race Rehap Up, and co-host of the Masked Singer Rehap Up, from Science, the great Liana Boris.
What did I get myself into?
Yeah.
No.
Look at you.
I'm so happy. I haven't been set adrift yet. And I actually got super, super into Pirate Master. I think it's just the whole absurdity of them playing into the pirate theme. And there's mutinies and you have the captain. And of course, they're always drinking rum, which they seem to have an unlimited supply of. There's so much rum. And so I'm just happy to be here. I finally learned everybody's name. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time breaking down these episodes.
Yes. Now, Liana, everybody knows famously you are from Science. Do you happen to know fellow scientist / exotic dancer John?
I did go to my LinkedIn. I was like, are we somehow connected? No, I don't know what he has done after the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I can gather that those are divergent career paths, so he may have chosen one versus the other, but I'm hoping one day to connect with him at a science conference.
Check either LinkedIn or OnlyFans, one or the other, that he's pursued one of those interests.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Liana, I know that you have watched all sorts of reality TV over your reality viewing career, all sorts of VH1 shows and all sorts of different weird concepts. Where does Pirate Master rank for you?
Yeah, I feel like 2007 was a really great time for reality. Yeah, exactly.
I completely co-sign that.
Like the boom of reality television, where producers were willing to just do anything. And so they were green lighting shows that would, you know, probably should never have been on television in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I think VH1 is really the captain, if you will, of those types of shows. Mm-hmm. And Pirate Master was something that slid under the radar for me. And I had always heard about it, obviously, in the context of Russell Hantz. That was where it sort of came to the forefront for me. And I'd never watched it. And so I was really happy to get the opportunity to watch it here. I will say that the concept and the idea of Pirate Master, I feel like, sometimes outweighs the actual show itself. But I think with a little tweaking, this could have been something really fun. But that being said, I'm still having a great time going through all of this. And they've got some really fun, interesting characters. the editing could use a little bit of tweaking, but, you know.
And twerking, yeah.
And twerking. I mean, they were, what was it? They, on one of the episodes, they were stumbling around like drunken clowns. You know, you never know what gets down on some of these pirate ships.
Yeah.
So, yeah, overall a great time.
Okay, of course, you could hear all of our Pirate Master recaps if you're just jumping in because you saw Liana's name in the title of this podcast. If you want to go back to the beginning, you can listen to all of our podcasts here on the RJP Rewind at robinswebsite.com/RJP Rewind, where you could also listen to all five of our chapters talking about Kid Nation back in January, where Phil Thompson and I went through all of Kid Nation. Leon, did you watch Kid Nation?
Okay, so I started Kid Nation. There was something weird about children being on reality television that, like, really, I couldn't necessarily get through. But now that I've experienced Pirate Master, I think I'm going to go back. And of course, there's a wonderful podcast to go with it. So that just helps sweeten the deal.
One of these days, go back and watch it. All right. Aaron, so you told us last time something wild was going to happen in episode number 8. I was not expecting ghost pirates.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a Mark Burnett pirate themed show without some ghosts.
Yeah, because of course, famously in Survivor Pearl Islands, Aaron's favorite Survivor season, or it's right up there, that the Outcasts came back. Is this a big part of pirate lore where people come back after being eliminated from being pirates?
I mean, it was probably a big thing in Pirates of the Caribbean as well with these ghost crews. So definitely kind of latching onto that pop culture.
Yeah.
Kind of theming with pirates and ghosts coming back.
You know, the idea of ghost pirates sounds like a very basic, like, Scooby-Doo episode. Like, Zoink, Scoob, ghost pirates!
Exactly. Yeah, you pull back the mask and it's just a ghost pirate underneath.
Let's see who you really are. John, the scientist exotic dancer from episode 1.
Yeah, when we started the episode, it's like, okay, you get the John Don Nessa drama wrap up, and then all of a sudden you get Don. Ghost. Right, of course, yes. Joe Don. You get the wrap up of all of that, and then just ghost pirates out of nowhere. Of course, the Ghost Island comparisons are there. Did they go and mature on a different island? Were they on a different ship? What happens? Why are they just wearing the Jolly Roger symbol, which is a just general generic pirate symbol? Just so many questions here about the ghost pirates.
Yeah. All right. So we are at a point in the show where the triad is firmly in power. And so it's like a must win expedition for the red team, seemingly, when Cameron Daddo opens the chest of Zanzibar to reveal binoculars. And then we hear, like, and we have visitors. And I'm like, who the hell is this climbing on the boat? I was like, are these actors that are playing the part of the original pirates? And it took me moments to realize, Aaron, that these were the people that were already voted off.
It was wild, too, the way that Cameron Daddo revealed this. Because he was reading, he was like, I'll read this time. And you have to go down the river of death. Mm-hmm. How appropriate. We have some visitors. It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
And they just kind of jumped right to that, which, I mean, I can appreciate, but it was still a very bizarre, out of nowhere, no context. No, some episodes will be known for, you know, something that Jeff says about bringing, you know, this will be iconic.
Yeah. So you're saying that Cameron Daddo just said, you know, there are some Pirate Master moments that take years to become iconic, and there are others that become iconic instantly. This might be one of those moments.
Here's a bunch of randos, because that was how it felt. It's like, I'm sorry, wait, who are those people?
Yes, it's like, oh, Joe Don and a bunch of people that, who are these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Cheryl was also recognized, but yeah, it was, and then, yeah, just like, were the logistics, did they live on the island? Were they on a separate boat? I just have so many questions. Yeah.
Aaron, when you interviewed Azmuth, did he have any of the background on the ghost pirates?
I'm sure he did. I haven't listened back to it because I didn't want to have it influence what I said now. But yeah, he definitely talked about a lot of the ship life outside of in production. okay. outside of the game.
All right. So a little bit of a mix up here. Okay. So instead of red versus black, we're going to have all of the active players versus the ghost pirates. Okay. This is interesting here. And then if the ghost pirates win, they get the money and they will also decide who gets the black spot. So we have some real stakes here. I guess my question is, Aaron, why didn't the people who wanted to get Azmuth out of power, why didn't they throw this competition and let the ghost pirates win?
That's my question every episode, is why aren't they throwing this if they want to not have these people in power? Mm-hmm. It's wild to me. And, you know, maybe it's because they want to win the money, or they want to be able to say that they found the treasure or something. But if I feel like I'm in danger, I'm going to do everything I can to slow the expedition as much as possible, because I know the ghosts aren't going to be mad at me. They're going to be mad at the people who put mm-hmm. them there.
Yeah. Mm. Liana, did you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, maybe it's like the unknown of who knows what the ghosts are thinking. They've been off in Ghost Ponderosa for mm-hmm. who knows how long, and they may have formulated different ideas. It could be about the money, but it seems like the concept of throwing challenges never really like came to fruition until much later. Of course, Genius Jay can come in on some of those ideas later. But yeah. I was, oh my gosh, piqued interest. I was so excited. I've never rooted for ghosts harder mm-hmm. yes. than in
we
this
almost
episode.
Had it too. I actually do. I do kind of think maybe they did throw at the beginning, and this is something that I kind of have a gripe with these expeditions, going all the way back to, you know, Louis getting the spyglass wet and then they can't even use it. Like, can we not have objects that are required? Like, if you miss an object, like, you're done. Like, there's no.
coming back.
You can't catch up.
How
that,
could
yeah.
the pirate master without a key? Like, you should have to have the key.
The challenges are so bad. Yeah. Sorry, the expeditions are so bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was so pumped up that John, the scientist / exotic dancer, was back. My favorite character from the show, he was back, but he would be the goat and not the greatest of all time here in this challenge. So, Aaron, that you have seen this multiple times, I suspect that once again, you will be able to do a better job than either Liana or I in describing the events of the expedition here, the ghost pirates versus the black crew.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ghost and death themes involved with this. Basically, you begin this expedition by rowing towards the jungle again, mm-hmm. and they have to navigate down this
as
river
we do.
Of death. Yes, as you do, mm-hmm. and look for a coffin that has a riddle to the next clue. And, you know, the captain's crew, the black crew, is pretty good, off to a good start. And the clue in the coffin makes them search up river, search for the key, and the ghost crew starts to get ahead. And they're making good time while the black crew is getting lost. However, along the way, somebody on the ghost crew asks, "Hey, where's the key?" And John mm-hmm. says, "Why? Well, I gave it to you, right?" And like, no. do you have the key? And then they proceed to spend the rest of this time looking for said key. It's not, you know, I'm sure it looked like any old key. It's going to blend into the forest. If you drop it, I mean, there's no way that you could easily find it. So it's kind of inevitable that the black team is going to get unlost, find yep. the path, and basically just do the rest of it, which we yep. don't really even need to talk about. They just have to find the treasure yep. and unlock it with the key, which they do. Yeah, I just wish there was just some way, maybe the key could have been a different color, something that sticks out. So that even if you drop it,
no,
yes,
the key
you
was
need
fine,
the key,
Aaron.
But it's
don't
not
make
like,
excuses
yeah.
for them. They got a giant skeleton
John.
Key. It's
I'm
huge.
A John apologist, okay? I just wanted them to have a chance.
Like, was it in his pocket and it fell out?
Yeah.
Is that what happened? Did he just have it hooked on his pants and it fell out? Like, we saw the shot of the key falling into the water, right? But, like, it's massive.
It's a
how
huge
did you
key.
Lose this thing?
Yeah, it's practically like
how?
When you, oh, I'm going to the Big Brother house this summer. Just giant key. It's not like a little size. Like, oh, I have a diary. I have like a little padlock on it and I'm going to put this.
Oh, that would have been worse.
Yeah, that would have been worse. But it's a huge key.
Oh my God. And it felt like there was something on it that also helped it float. Like it had a big bobble on it also. It wasn't just the key. I don't know. But I will say that this gave me one of my favorite Pirate Master moments, which is when Jodan is like, well, I don't like to point any fingers. And then he just gestures to John and the camera pans over. Brilliant.
They
loved
start
it.
From being just like passive aggressive, like somebody lost the key, to like they're at the point where they're like, should we drown him when he goes under the water to look for the key?
If he's already a ghost, can we make him a ghost twice? It's like, how does that work? Do we set him adrift also from the ghost ship?
Yeah, so the ghosts, I had such high hopes for them, Aaron, that they were going to be able to come back and then we're going to have so much drama and then they were going to pick who gets the black spots, but no.
Yeah, it would have been great. It would have been great. I was, you know, there was a callback to episode one when John was talking about, you know, he doesn't think that he was holding the key when they were swimming with the compasses. He was just too focused on the compasses and not on the key.
Yeah. No, they were fine without the compasses also the whole way.
We just stick a stick in the ground like it's daytime. Yeah. We know how to do it now.
It's fine.
We have Jodan.
So the black team, they found the treasure. Liana, Jodan says this is the biggest bummer in his life.
I guess I should feel bad for him.
Maybe he had a pretty good life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. Of all the things to be the biggest bummer, you know, where do you rank someone else losing the key? It's not like they were even going to come back in the game. Mm-hmm. It was just they had the opportunity to put the black mark on people, right? It's not like he was going to come back and win the $1 million.
Yeah. Aaron, and then Cameron Datto just really roasted them. Like, this was humiliating for the ghost crew before they disappeared.
You just took him to task, didn't you? Sort of like
I'm more
you
disappointed
lost,
than anything.
Why did you lose? Oh, we lost the key. You lost the key.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great when they let him sort of improvise and kind of like do his own thing. Like when he does the narration also, he straight up shaded Azmuth for adopting a fake British accent. Like he actually said it in the narration. And then this on top of it, when he's allowed to just sass back at people, it really adds, I think, a fun element to the show.
Yeah, he's very understated. I saw people say that they don't like Cameron Datto, but I think he's good.
I think he's good. Yeah. I think it's not over the top. It's not maybe so overt, but if you really like the undertones of what he's trying to imply about how you're all idiots, essentially.
Yeah.
And there are some moments later on as well during Pirate Court, which is, I love it that he's just there to give commentary because as we all know, all Pirates Court need a moderator. And so he can be there to also guide the discussion and provide all the needed sass.
Back on the ship, $50,000 to the black crew. Half of that goes to the captain. Does Azmuth want to name new officers? No, he does not. The triad will stay triad.
Yep. I mean, those dominant men alliances, just it wouldn't be a reality TV show if the boys didn't get together.
Got to rig the crew makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, well, that was interesting also to hear the fact that because they had to split the men and the women evenly on either of the crews, that he was like, oh, yeah, well, we'll just keep the three of us together. And then we have three strong men. And so it felt like another, oh, OK, they're learning how to play the game and take advantage of the mechanics of the game. So that you know, is it boring? Yeah. But at least it was nice to see somebody
change the rules on the fly.
They will change the rules.
Oh, you figured it out? All right. Well, we're going to change things on the fly. There's no Pirate Master rule book.
No.
Yeah. This isn't Big Brother OTT.
Okay. No.
So, all right. The people are not happy, Aaron. There's some talk about maybe this could be the rounds for maybe a mutiny.
Yeah. You know, Nessa is really saying, you know, talking to Louis, hoping that the ghosts were going to win, and approaches Jay saying, you know, Azmuth is a threat. We need to get rid of him. And Jay agrees. You know, he's saying that Azmuth is getting too powerful. he does need to let him go soon. So pretty soon, if somebody approaches him with a mutiny, he would mutiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Jay is open to anything.
Well,
he'll talk to you about anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he'll talk to you about anything. You have a plan. He'll be a chameleon and be like, yeah, no, you're right. Mm-hmm. Willing to make a deal. He's mm-hmm. all over the narrative of the story. But yeah, he's wheeling and dealing out here.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Jay, I'm going into organ failure. Do you think, would you consider donating a lung to me? And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I would definitely, I'll definitely consider that. I feel very strongly. Yeah, I would definitely do that. Agrees with every single thing that people talk to him about.
A very, very interesting option. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like struggling a little bit. It'd be really nice if you could help pay my car insurance, my pirate boat insurance. Like, interesting. I'd consider that for sure.
Yeah. Poor Jupiter in this episode. Jupiter gets a really raw deal. Yeah.
Sucks.
Can we talk about this? Because I have so many thoughts on this second half of the episode.
Yeah.
Because both for Azmuth and for Jupiter, because there's only 8 people in the game, and Azmuth can only give the black spot. He has to give the black spot to 3 people. And I mean, obviously the officers aren't a part of that. So you have 5 people to choose from. And of those 5, and I know Jupiter shoots herself in the foot here with what she does.
But does she really?
Yes, because, okay, here's the thing. Jupiter has been working with Azmuth the entire game, and like mm-hmm. basically with the triad the entire game. And Jupiter's like, I need to warn Azmuth that they are going to mutiny. But then mm-hmm. her approach is, hey, you know, Azmuth, can we mix up the game and not do what you've been doing? Because the crew, you know, they're just not feeling it. Why don't we just mix things up? I want change.
Maybe this should have been a private conversation as opposed to a public conversation.
It really should have.
That's fair.
I mean, that's how I approach all of my conflicts that mm-hmm. I have with people. I, you know, approach them in front of everybody else, mm-hmm. Tweet, of course, right? You gotta get everybody involved mm-hmm. when you're having mm-hmm. a private personal conversation, when you really care about mm-hmm. the person, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's the approach. I think also just the way that she was talking about it at dinner in front of everybody, just being like, well, we're not that happy. And mm-hmm. so of course, like, we're talking about mutiny, as in front of everybody. So come on. I really do think she didn't do herself any favors. That's for sure.
Yeah. But she was just trying to raise some good points. Like, she was still with Azmuth.
That's true.
And he should have changed his approach. She was giving him good advice.
It didn't sound like it, though. Listening to her speak, though, the words, yes, okay, I can understand where she's coming mm-hmm. from, but it sort of sounded like, I'm not happy, we're not happy, mm-hmm. we're going to mutiny against you. And if she's the most vocal one, then it comes across like she's the leader of the mutiny pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And for Azmuth, I was a little frustrated with him. I feel like this is where he shot himself in the foot, is because you're really going to put Jupiter, who's been working with you like the whole game, up on the block. I mean, I know she said that, but like, is Louie looking out for you? Is Nessa? Is Laurel? Is Kendra? Do any of these people sound like they're going to be working with
Jupiter
you?
Jupiter is ungrateful. He gave her money to work in the kitchen. That was more than anybody else was getting.
And do you not think that if you put Jupiter on the block, the 4 people that have been left out of you giving out money are not going to just vote her out because she's been with, like, it just did not make any sense to me.
Yeah.
There is one person that is playing the game with strategy in mind. Like, there is only one. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is just shooting from the hip. I guess as pirates potentially do. I'm not sure if that's a pirate thing or just a wild, wild west thing. Mm-hmm. But it just like, and then Az is all like upset in the next episode when we get there. Like, what were you thinking, bro? Also, bad decision on his part. Everybody's making bad decisions.
Bad decision.
Too much rum.
So, all right.
Not good.
We have a little bit of a pardon talk. Kendra is going to bid $4,000 for the pardon this week. This is going to be the start of Kendra being nominated for the black spot in all 4 of these episodes that we're going to talk about. this is a thing. All right. So who are we going to put up for black spot? Kendra is in the mix as always. Jupiter is going to be in the mix for what she said. And then Laurel, because she's just chilling. She's just not doing anything.
Straight chilling, except for making fun of Asmus Fake Dreads, I think, to Luke.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Call him out?
Yeah. Laurel says Asmuth has fake dreads. Why?
Why does he have fake dreads, or why did she say he has fake dreads?
Well, allegedly has fake dreads. I don't know. Did that come up, Aaron, in your interview with Asmuth? Did he say that he has fake dreads?
I think he said that maybe Laurel was coming after him because they both had dreads or something. He didn't know. He wasn't really sure what was going on there.
He's dread jealous.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So, I don't know. He had like extensions put in for Pirate Master?
I could not tell you.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Aaron's making some great facial reactions. I know you can't see the video of this.
Dress for the job you want. So
pretty much
want to be the Pirate Master. Get some clip-ins.
All right. We give out our summonses. Jupiter, Kendra, Laurel, all women gonna go to pirate court. And Laurel is not happy. Louis's gonna go to work on a mutiny that they think that maybe they might be able to get Ben. They might be able to get Jay. Leon, did you think a mutiny could happen?
No, of course not. It's just the try. Like, again, you know, Jay, he's a used car dealership salesman guy anyway.
Yeah, and he is like a Brian Heidick also.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, he definitely comes with you. Very much that. Very much that. And it's never, no, come on. Like, he was never going to turn against him.
Yeah.
At least not.
I kind of thought there might be.
No.
Kind of thought it might happen. All right.
We can't have that.
It's ladies' night at Pirate Court. Liana, what do you think of Pirate Court?
Oh, I love Pirate Court. It's definitely, it's my favorite. It's, you know, eventually Kendra's speeches get a little boring over time.
Yeah, she's got nothing.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah.
But yeah, overall, again, especially when Datto is going to sass back. So, you know, Asmuth will present his logic of why someone needs to go. And Datto's like, really? Is that what we're going with here?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, all right, Asmuth, why did you nominate these people? Kendra, she's a liability, and he says, you've taken more action, but really, your best isn't good enough, which is rare. You don't really hear that. Your best is really not good enough. Sorry.
Yeah, you sucked that day.
But then her logic continues to be, I'm doing my best. It's like, well, math is telling your best is not okay.
Jupiter, she brought up the dissatisfaction of the crew, and she takes a cook's wage, everyone. Let the record show. Jupiter takes extra money that you don't get. And then Laurel, she's got a little bit of an attitude that Asmuth does not like. I do like the defend yourself part of Pirate's Court. That's my favorite. Laurel is really giving it back to Asmuth, Liana.
I love this. She was rearing up, ready to go with the whole dreads thing, and then this is just the second part of that when she actually can go at him face to face.
Yeah, she tells him off. That was great. And Kendra loves being here. She's getting stronger. She'll never stop, Aaron.
Yeah, you know, she will keep going. She will never stop. That's her thing.
She'll keep going.
It doesn't matter.
Like, they talk about it all the time. Kendra is slow in the water. How much swimming do they ever do on this show? There's almost no swimming. And every week they put this woman up on Pirate's Court, give her a summons. You can't swim. They go in a boat. There's literally no swimming on this show.
They're in the water.
They never swim. They almost never swim.
It's like the threat of swimming.
One person sometimes has to dive in the water and get a treasure chest. She never has to swim. It's not like on Survivor.
What if you have to wade in the water? Like walking in a river.
It's not like, okay, we had a challenge where then, you know, each person on the team has to swim all from there to there. Like, that's never a thing.
She's gonna slow you down, Rob. You can't keep her around. She's just such a slow swimmer.
And also, Kendra, how did you go on Pirate Master if you can't swim? Why are you here?
Not one of the casting questions, clearly.
No.
It's like, oh, but we've got this woman, Kendra. She is such a dynamo personality. She is gold in confessionals. She is killing it. She's a great player. The only thing is she can't swim.
She's brilliant. We need her.
She brings nothing to the show.
I think Kendra, well, we kind of see more of what she's been doing in later episodes.
She's
but I feel
spies.
Like she's more.
She's like eavesdropped yeah. on people.
Yeah.
Well, we see more of her because there's less other mm-hmm. people to show on television.
There's that. Yes,
so it's a process of elimination yeah. thing.
And Jupiter, in her speech, she's like, yeah, no, I said I wanted to change, but I love being on the ship. Everything here is, I love it here. It's great. And they're going to vote out freaking Jupiter.
Because of what I said, she's been with them, and those other four aren't with the triad. Why are they going to? And
yeah,
also,
who votes? Who are the votes?
Why did Asmith yeah. name drop the triad? Why did he do that? That was just so weird. Like, out loud, in front of everybody, in front of Cameron, like, talking about the triad like it's something everybody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
The first of many unanimous votes we're going to have. So,
yeah.
Very easy vote tracking for this. So, yeah, everybody votes out Jupiter.
Yeah.
No surprise.
And who were the votes? It was Louis, Nessa, Krista,
Ben, and Jay.
Ben and Jay, why? No, they're officers, though, right?
Oh, wait, no. This is before. Yeah, this is, yeah. yeah.
So, yeah. Louis, who's the other person?
Louis, Nessa,
right, 'cause there's
Laurel.
There's eight still.
Oh wait, Krista, Louis,
maybe it's
Nessa.
Only, yeah, maybe it's only. Is there only
three? It's okay, three. Okay. It's just three.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Krista,
right.
Louis, Nessa.
So sorry, Jupiter. your voyage is over. Captain, cut this pirate loose.
That's my favorite part. I'm not gonna lie. My favorite part is when it's like cut them loose, and then they just sit on this plank of wood floating mm-hmm. into the ocean. Like, where are they floating? Are they floating to the ghost ship? Are they anchored down somewhere? Also, where is the normal ship going? Are they sailing away? Do they just leave them? Do they have water? It's very fascinating mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah, they don't even walk the plank.
They don't even get to walk the plank. I know. That's so lame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no plank usage.
No
plank usage. I do want to highlight that David Bloomberg also brought up an interview that he did with Jupiter.
Yes.
To clarify on something that we talked about last week. So Jupiter actually did not eat any of the captain's food. In fact, she was very meticulous about dividing the crew's food evenly to the point where people were starting to get annoyed with her for doing that.
Did someone say she ate the captain's food?
We speculated, like, because her and Sean were drinking the rum, like, do they sneak some food once in a while? She didn't do that.
Okay.
She did. It's just for the captain.
I mean, as far as I can tell, the food is maybe limited, but there's infinite rum. It just
yeah,
feels
apparently.
Like the bottle's
right? It seems
never
like anybody
empty.
Can just have rum whenever they want.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're doing shots in a future episode. And yes. I was like, yeah. why are
that was
doing
a lot.
Shots?
We'll get there, but that was a lot.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, let's talk about episode 9 of Pirate Master. And this is going to be all about the downfall of Asmith. And he was, left exposed and vulnerable. He put Jupiter up on the block, and they cut that pirate loose. Asmith is sad. Jay is, he's playing all the angles. He's talking to Nessa about Asmith is in a bad spot. Now that he's in such a bad spot, Liana, that he put his cook on the block, And then they voted her off. And guess what? Now he has to cook for the ship.
Like, bruh, you really did not think this through.
Yeah. Bad job. Bad job, ass man.
Ugh, terrible delegation. That's why you never get rid of the cook. That's why, you know, Rupert is so popular.
Mm-hmm. It's a very important role.
Keep around those people. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, this was a weird episode, Aaron. I was not sure. Is this the first episode that is now on, that yes. The show's been canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
That it seemed to me like the edit was kind of jumbled here. Was that just me?
It was a little weird, this episode. It feels like they kind of remote it back to episode one editing style, which did not work.
It seems like they didn't finish the editing when they got word that the show was canceled in this episode.
They're like, oh, I'll just put this out. They'll put it up on InnerTube. Like,
well, it's not done. The show's canceled. What do you want?
It's fine. It's fine. Who cares?
It's fine.
It's online.
Okay. We got to work on Kid Nation. Okay. So, all right. So this is weird. Liana, we got to like, this is like in Big Brother when they have the halfway party that they got like halfway through the show. And so they had a party.
Yeah, this took me a little while to figure out exactly what was going on because Datto shows back up. And so I thought, like, of course, they're going to go on this expedition. But no, then they just get to have, a merge feast, you know, the halfway point. Yeah, I don't know what you want to call it. And then, you know, they're going to just like go to land for some reason because they obviously can't have it on the ship. But then all of a sudden the expedition starts. It was like very confusing.
Yeah, I don't know what
exactly the purpose
feels like
of this.
It like missing footage somewhere, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
to highlight. Maybe some of this. So this treasure, ironically, was hidden by the cook. And so the cook was known for organizing feasts for the crew and seeking out the best hideaways for the celebrations. So as part of the expedition to start it off, they mm-hmm. had a feast overnight near where the cook hid the treasure to kind of set up the morning.
We had a big party. Okay. And then also maybe this was sort of like to soften the blow that also we're changing the rules on the fly. There's no officers, by the way, now. So Asmith, you're on your own. You know how you figure you beat the system that you and Jay and Ben, we're going to go to the end. Can't do that anymore. Okay. So maybe Jay and Ben could be on the other team. So, but here it's a party though. And Asmith is like completely like crestfallen at that point. Like he's sitting by himself. Nobody's talking to him.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have put up Jupiter. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. So the triad is destroyed and everybody's partying. And then all of a sudden in the YouTube video, it's the next day and the mission is started. And we didn't even see like who's on the teams. We're just in the middle of it.
I'm glad. I thought it was just me. Okay. So like, I'm happy to hear that you had the same problem.
Did I like black out for 10 minutes? Like what? Like did I have Twitter open? Did I get distracted? And I went back and it just like skips to the middle of the mission.
So basically, I'll fill in some of the gaps here. So when they wake up the next morning, Cameron Datto comes back out and he says, "You're closer to the treasure than you think you are."
Oh.
Because Captain Steele's note had brought them to this location. So they draw for crews, and because we have to divide the men evenly, just so happens, hey, those officers, Ben and Jay, on the other team mm-hmm. with Krista and Kendra, and then the captain's crew is Asmith, Laurel, Louie, and Nessa.
Mm, okay. This is like in, you ever watch like one of those like fan-made Survivor seasons where like one person had like a tribal council like on their iPhone and like never sent it in, and it's just like, the footage is missing.
It's fine. No one will notice.
It's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Aaron, could you take us through this mission for episode number 9?
Yes. So before they begin the expedition, Cameron is going to head to give them each a set of keys. And basically, they have to align these keys, look down the rings, and through the wall. And so they have
and also,
to solve
were they shackled in this challenge?
Well, they have to solve a puzzle to remove the shackles that they need to locate the treasure. They'll use those shackles later
mm-hmm.
For the ending there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a lot of, you know, back and forth. Sometimes the black crew's in the lead, sometimes the red crew's in the lead. And Krista is very good at this math, which basically the last clue is like they're on the stairs. And to find the treasure key, you have to subtract a step, divide the total by 22. And Jay's like, is it 66 or 68? And Chris is like, it's 67 because 67 minus 1 is 66 divided by 22 is 3. So it's under step 3. Mm-hmm. And Jay's like, whoa, Chris is mine.
Oh my God, and integers. So they,
wow, math.
Not decimals. Basic math.
Yes.
Oh no.
22 is such an odd number. I don't know how to math with that.
How do we do this? John took our calculator when we voted him out. And so we'll never be able to do the math.
We need a calculator.
Our abacus is
expedition.
Gone. We got it wet. We can't use the abacus anymore. It's useless.
Our scales are just out of whack. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, expedition's over for us.
Well, all right. Well, it's fitting that Kendra's the MVP. No, exactly. Krista the MVP. Krista the MVP.
Krista is the MVP. Yes.
I hate that there's a Krista and a Kendra. So many times in my notes, I'm writing like Kendra, like, oh, that's Krista. I'm writing Krista, like, oh, that's Kendra. They don't look alike. They just they have very similar names.
Similar names.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. And both same. Are with a K. Yes. Either well, of them could have been a CH. It would have been
isn't
fine.
Krista, is Krista spelled with
C?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Krista's with a C?
Well, no, but see, the thing is, Rob, is I thought it was Krista with a K. So all my notes are Krista with a K and Kendra with a K.
Now,
and then finally,
me.
I bothered to look at the lower third and it was with a C. And I was like, well, it's too late. She's going to be Krista with a K now. Yeah.
That would have helped me. That would have helped me. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Red team wins. Krista, Ben, Jay, and Kendra. So back on the boat, who is going to be the captain? And we are going to get our first woman captain here in episode number 9. Liana, you know, we talk about on Survivor with women not finding the idols. You know, we talked about women not winning Survivor, but here it took 9 damn episodes of Pyromaster to have a woman be the captain.
Yeah, I'm going to sense a little bit of inequality here when it comes to the framework of the show. But, you know, and Jay nominated her. So has some shady dealings going on possibly there. Mm-hmm. But it ends, you know, Asmuth's month long reign, as we all know, a whole month that he was captain of the ship.
Yeah. That being said, Krista goes on to be the best captain that the show has by far.
Easily.
By far. The most effective captain there is, really.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to figure out, like, oh, the key to being the captain is ask everybody on the boat who should be nominated for the black spot. And then also, don't arbitrarily give people tasks that have no purpose. Like, don't make people wake up early and scrub the boat for no reason, because there's no reason to do it. You don't get anything if the boat is clean or not.
That was I think it's probably one of the later episodes they talk about. It was like, wait, so they didn't have to be doing that the whole time?
Why were they doing it?
But there's also like, you know plenty what? Of food.
I'm just not going to make them, like, I don't care.
That's fine. Okay. No, what? Oh, the decks aren't clean? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't swab the decks today, guys.
Oh, no.
Best captain ever. Okay. Plus, also, no officers, so Krista gets all $50,000 to do with it as she sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What's she going to do with all that treasure? Jay and Ben have a plan. Okay, Aaron, got to be honest. I don't understand the plan.
Okay, so here is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay, Krista, Ben, and Kendra were all on the same crew. You know, the thought would be, hey, let's split this 50,000 and give everybody 12,500. So Jay was like, well, what if we can pocket you more money, Krista?
Yes.
What if of that $12,500, you only give Kendra $2,500 and say, okay, Kendra, here's $2,500 and I'm going to pay you, because this was the last week the pardon could be used.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay you the other $10,000 for the pardon.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they would actually do is they would just turn around and nominate her and then not bid anything and just pocket that $10,000, vote out Kendra, and then do with that $10,000 with whatever they want, and they have no money.
All right. Yeah, I was not really following the mechanics of exactly how this was going to work.
I mean, she doesn't even end up going through with the plan anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. What is going on? Why are we doing this? Also, mm-hmm. I had no idea that the captain could buy the pardon, which I feel like defeats a little bit of the purpose of the pardon, right? Because then couldn't the captain just got all the loot. So then the captain could just always buy the pardon.
Mm.
Doesn't that just remove it as a game item? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It felt weird that that could be a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Also, shouldn't the captain be giving out the pardon? I don't really get the pardon as like a thing, so I'm happy that it goes away.
Yeah, this is the last round for the pardon. I think it was kind of ill-conceived at the time. I think they figured like, mm-hmm. We feel like we need something else. All right, throw that in there. All right, let's wind it down. They start calling Captain Krista Sweetbeard. Liana, how did you feel about this?
I don't condone. I do not understand.
Yeah.
Like, is there the origin story for this?
Because
I feel like I missed something here.
Yeah,
I definitely missed something there. It seems maybe sexist to call the first female captain Sweetbeard, but I don't know. Maybe did she want to be called Sweetbeard?
Maybe it's an empowerment thing. I don't know. Like, yeah, she requested for it. I feel like that's also footage that was, you know, lost mm-hmm. along with how the teams got selected yeah. and how we ended up yeah. going on the exhibition.
And so, if anything, yeah. I feel like that Louis would have been a more natural fit for Captain Sweetbeard.
Yeah, they needed names. That would have been better. Like traditional, like if you're going to become a captain, obviously you need a traditional pirate's name. So, yeah. You know, get one of those word yeah. generators going.
All right. We're only going to have two nominations for the black spot. Okay. So, Captain Krista met with everybody, and the two names that kept coming up, Azmuth and Kendra. That's the big two.
Mm-hmm.
The former yep. captain. As Louis said, the former captain yep. should take the test, Liana.
You got to take the test. Did you study for the test? Or were you hungover from drinking all the rum, mm-hmm. you know? It's yeah. important.
Okay. Here is a question that maybe you might have the answer to, Aaron. Why on earth did Azmuth, who made so much money, not put in a bid for the pardon?
Yeah, I asked him that.
Yes.
In the interview, I yes. said, why did you not?
Last time you can use it. You need this. Yeah.
You need it. He said he felt really safe. He really thought that they were not going to vote him out. He just didn't see it coming mm-hmm. until they actually voted him out. He trusted Ben and Jay so much. Like, this triad has been running the table for so long that, yeah, okay, I got nominated by the crew. I saw that coming, but Ben and Jay are going to keep me in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
They did not. Bad call.
The strategic mind.
Yeah. For Azmuth. Okay. Yeah.
I thought, Rob, when you were going to ask that, I was like, okay, it's between two things. He's asking for clarification on why Azmuth didn't buy the pardon yes. or asking for clarification on why Kendra wrote a poem for her speech.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But, where did that come from?
Yes. Okay.
Don't even know.
All right. Well, yeah, let's go to Pirate's Court. Welcome to Pirate's Court. Okay. And no officers anymore. So the threat of the mutiny is greater than ever. Because, Leon, as we talked about the last 2 weeks, like, no chance there would ever be a mutiny while there were still yeah. officers.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what do the officers have to gain by mutinying? So it just doesn't make sense. Doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. But here, okay. Captain's all alone.
Okay. All right. So, all right, time to defend yourself. Azmuth says he's going to stay positive and strong. But tell me, Liana, did you jot down any of Kendra's poem?
Kendra wrote a poem? So no, I should have been prepared for the dramatic reading of the, of course, wonderful masterpiece that Kendra created.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I do not have the lines here. I'm sure some beatnik read it somewhere. Yes. Some
I got the last couple lines.
Well, yeah, give it
beautiful.
To us.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My heart is here with my captain and crew. Breathing deep the possibility of treasure to be found. The black spot does not cast a shadow, for I saw a red sky tonight, a sailor's prediction of fair winds and good fortune.
She's that's a regular Christmas abbot up on the block.
I was
snaps all around.
I love Kendra so much.
It doesn't rhyme. Mm-hmm. No. Did she mention that she's doing her best? Because that's really, she really should have been sure to include that in the poem.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing my best, so put the captain to the test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There we go. See? Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant.
There's some talk about like, why would you, vote for this person? Why would you not do that person? And that I don't remember who said it, but they were talking about Azmuth on the missions that they said, all you see is his ass when they're out there on the expedition. He's just running all over the place.
I was going to say, is that a compliment? Because it could be that he's so far ahead, but no, it's that he's just leading them in the wrong direction, which seems to be a consistent theme with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Who is the high bidder for the royal pardon? And it was Krista. She bid $10,000 and lived up to her end of the deal. So Kendra? She is off the block and doesn't matter. Azmuth, it was unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Well.
What are you going to do?
That's that. What can you do? I mean, I guess he didn't pass the test as the captain. He should have just told them they didn't have to wake up or do any of their chores. So.
Cut this pirate loose.
Yeah.
Aaron, that for Azmuth, it looked like he clearly had like the winner edit around episode 4 or 5, and then it ends up coming all down, crashing back to Earth. Where did Azmuth go wrong?
Getting rid of Jupiter.
That was it?
I think they were doing well up to that point.
Should he even listen to Jupiter?
At least with the people that he was close with. Definitely should have listened to Jupiter. And I think kind of mixed it up, or at least maybe chosen different officers at some point, so he could still remain in power. He could still be working with Ben and Jay as the true, you know, this is who I'm going to end with, but at least make everybody else feel a little bit more comfortable. I think if he did more of that, and also not get rid of Jupiter, I feel like he would be in a much better position at this point than he was.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the rise and fall of Azmuth?
I mean, the fake British accent certainly didn't help.
That was a high point.
You know, because I know, it's interesting to hear you say, oh, it felt like he started to get the winner's edit. I felt like the edit undermined him with all of the shade about his behavior. And so I think that just all came back to bite him. And this is just the culmination of him being a mess.
All right. Azmuth, set this captain adrift. All right. Episode number 10. All right.
Yes.
Ben and Jay, they're sad that Azmuth is gone. Maybe more so Ben than Jay.
Yeah, I think Ben was probably closer to Azmuth than Jay was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Jay's already on the next one. He's like, all right, now we got to get rid of Nessa. Mm-hmm. So, Leona,
I don't care for this Ben.
Oh, you don't care for Ben?
Yeah. He's just such a, like he's like a nothing character. He seems like he's like kind of a moron also. Like there's going to be one point where Jay like tricks him with like a card trick that like a 3-year-old shouldn't fall for. And like he's like counting the gold at one point. He's like, this one's going to be my new guitar. This one's going to be my microphone.
Yeah, he's
like, who is Ben?
An idiot.
Yeah.
Ben is an idiot. And, you know, like, why is, I mean, he's was cast because he's handsome. I don't know why exactly he's on the show, because I feel though that I also didn't
he's
know
the
who
Benry
he was.
Of Pirate Master.
He's the Ben. The curse of the name. But I feel like I didn't even know who he was really until, like, because even when he was part of the triad, I feel like the triad was still more about Azmuth and Jay. Like, Ben was then just sort of the third wheel there.
But he was also the third wheel with Jodan and Cheryl.
Exactly. Apparently, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. That was that guy. Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about him, right? Like, clearly people have some type of affinity for this Ben kid. Maybe because he's a, you know, bit of a simpleton.
I guess so. I mean, Aaron, he's never like the star on the missions. Like, he's just there. No. Like, he doesn't have like a, like, any, like, I think at one point he was like, Was he like laying next to Nessa on the bed at one point?
Yeah.
Like,
you know. Jodan got jealous of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's or no, it was Sean. Sean was like, Nessa, you're sleeping with us.
Yeah.
It wasn't
even Jodan. Jodan didn't even care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Ben is interesting to me because he's one of the only, well, just to be in the position that he was, because he was in both really large administrations. And I guess kind of with Krista now, too. So it's just weird that he's just been in this position and nobody's been like, but what about Ben? Why aren't we targeting Ben? Why? How is he always up there and never?
And he never gets any of the flack for anything. Like, he seems to just, you just know, there. He's just there.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So this episode, Jay comes to Krista and he wants to now do like a whole rope-a-dope on Nessa. And he pitches that to Krista. He feels like that he's like behind the scenes maneuvering the whole Krista captaincy. I wasn't sure why this was necessary, Liana.
The fake deal to give Nessa this like false sense of security. I mean, if Nessa is the person who would be most likely to try to rile everybody else up, you know, get Louie on board and really try to get something else going on, like this could be a way to make her feel comfortable so that she doesn't go about doing that. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you know.
Aaron, did we know about the curse of the galley?
The curse of the galley.
We hear about the curse of the galley. That now Laurel and Kendra work in the kitchen and... apparently, when you work in the kitchen, then you like start talking way too much.
You just get like a weird sense of You know, we did kind of notice that with Sean, and then later with Jupiter, and then later with Azmuth,
Well, that's what I thought it was going to be. So they talk about how they're not the cooks, like they just work in the galley, because the curse of the galley is that you get voted out, is what I thought they were going to say. But instead, that's not the curse of the galley. The curse of the galley is whoever is the cook talks in accents, I guess.
I guess so.
Kendra talking in an accent? Yeah. I didn't really catch that.
Azmuth wasn't the cook until much later, also. He had the accent before he was the cook.
Did Jupiter talk in an accent? Like, I don't
know.
I must have missed. This is also the footage we never saw.
Yeah, because Sean and Azmuth started talking in accents first when they cooked together. And that's how Azmuth got the accent as the captain, because they were already doing it, cooking. There has been a connection between cooks and accents since the beginning.
All right. Let's get that chest of Zanzibar going. And we're going to get from the Cooper. Do I have that right, Aaron? This is the Cooper's treasure?
The Cooper.
The Cooper. Cooper is in charge of the water on the ship. Are we making stuff up?
I feel like I'm learning so much about these pirate ships' positions. I don't know if I would want to be a Cooper or a cook or a smuggler. I don't know. I don't know which one I would, which position
it,
I would take.
Was the it purser? A Mr. Like, Cooper? I don't know.
We don't know.
This is like very much felt like, crap, we don't have enough for the whole series. We need to make something up. The guy with the water. Cooper.
This is where I was like, wait a minute. Didn't we already go to these places before? I could have sworn I saw a waterfall before before.
Can you answer this for me? Are they just sailing around the same island? First of all, that's my first question. Are they going anywhere? Where are they going? Is it the same island? Who's actually the sailing island. The ship? Because, I mean...
these are good questions.
Come on. The
crew of the Picton Castle is sailing the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's, the island of Dominica in the Antilles is
where they are. But are they just, doing loops?
I guess so. It's the same island. I feel like I've seen the same... anchor and waterfall several times. It just all looks the same. It all blends together, and it doesn't help that they're using some of the same landmarks in the same
they go to the same beaches every time.
Seen
the same things over and over again
pretty much.
So
you think they would be better at finding this, but
all right, Aaron, take us through mission number 10. Expedition 10.
Well, you know how we start every expedition? It's not swimming. Yes. We're rowing a boat. We're doing it again.
Hold on. Is that, by the way, we have our black team and red team. We actually can, it's not hard to tell anymore. The black team is going to be Krista, Laurel, Ben, and Jay. And poor Louis gets stuck with Kendra. Nessa, who's good, but it's not looking good for the red team based on the... Not only is it 4-on-3, it's also that the red team has Kendra.
And they only have three people, too. So,
and bad news. This is a challenge based on water. Kendra's weakness.
Not going to be good. Can't have Kendra on this challenge.
That's overall her weakness. She didn't even carry any of the water. She can't swim in the water. She can't hold the water.
Just
can't all
be
around.
By the water. It's a lot.
Okay. All right.
But basically, they have to row the boat to the beach, and they have to fill buckets with water and then carry them up a steep mountain to a bridge and use these buckets to uncover the next clue. And well, because the other team has four people, they're able to row faster and also have more buckets of water. But it is Kendra that does figure out the math of the clue of how many pints are it. Wait, how many gallons are in 16 pints?
Liana, did you know this?
Yes. I remember committing those to memory at one point in time because I felt like, well, if there's ever a trivia question, just like in Pirate Master, then I'll be prepared. But what I thought was interesting here was that they had to, so they carried the water up from wherever, the river, I guess.
Yeah.
But then neither of them had enough water. But instead of the production crew making them go back and get more water, the teams were just like, oh, there's a puddle here. So we're just going to fill water from the puddle to finish the rest of the mission. Mm-hmm. Very odd.
It's bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an interesting challenge design. But basically, the clue leads them to a cave across a pond, and they have to go behind this 1,000-foot waterfall, which we saw earlier. And basically, they go in the cave, and the cave tells them, well, it's not in here. You got to go under the waterfall. Search under the waterfall. Ben gets the clue first for the black crew. Mm-hmm.
You're leaving out that the water was very cold.
It was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kendra didn't even go in it. You know, she said, she said, every time I got in, I started gasping because it was so cold. So rather than wasting my time even trying, I just stood and waited on the side.
Yeah.
Which I think is smart. You know, if you know that you're not going to be able to be in the water, don't you?
Now, Nessa was getting pissed.
I mean, yeah. Kendra, queen of utilizing her resources wisely, would love to see what she would be like as the captain.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I've noticed about Pirate Master is that all of a sudden they'll have goggles and snorkels and stuff. Like they'll just sort of spawn out of nowhere. They happened also when the ghost team lost the key. And it also happened here where all of a sudden Louis just had goggles and he was like, yeah, I put on the goggles. Yeah, and it was totally obvious where the clues were.
It was so easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like whoa, what this the invention of goggles?
Yes.
Like, where were the goggles the whole time?
This ending is wild to me because basically it ends in this huge mud pit. Mm-hmm. They have to dig out the treasure from underneath. And Krista says, I got it. And Louis is still trying to like
this.
Pull
this
it
is how every freaking expedition ends. Both teams really are at the same thing. No matter what, like it's like cut out the first 99% of the expedition and then just run to where the other team is. And then it's like, you know, who can find the little treasure first? And then she called it. And this was like, it was like in football where it's like at the bottom of the pile, like two people are fighting for the football after the play.
Yeah.
It was funny to see Louis just try to like wiggle his way in through the mud to grab it, but not going to happen.
Sorry, Louis.
I don't know.
Didn't happen. Nope.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, as Louis says. Yes. He's just trying to get a hand on it.
Okay. It's been quite a losing streak for Nessa. Aaron, is this six losses in a row for Nessa? Something like that.
Nessa has lost a lot. Yeah, Nessa has basically lost the last...
a lot.
Well, except for that one time that they won against the ghosts. Yeah, she lost pretty much the last five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So Captain Krista will stay in power. I will say, and I hope this is appropriate, that Captain Krista really does rock the captain's uniform better than anybody else to this point.
She really did. I don't know what they... I don't know. Did she always have that?
Like the outfit or the swagger?
The outfit. because I was like, I don't remember seeing Krista in that before. And then the captain's coat, it's like,
in the captain's quarters. Yeah, she really rocks it. I don't know if that's the way that she styles the hat, that it's sort of at that like right angle. She's got the coat on. She's she looks good.
And the makeup that they put on her too, like I was like, wait, whoa.
It's a look.
She got a real glow up when she became the captain. I did not notice her on the show for 8 episodes, but now she's like the best character.
Yeah, like I think I literally have a note from episode 8 that I'm like, who is this woman?
Who's this person? And now she's like the, you know, the queen of the show.
Yeah, who's queen of the Krista? Class.
Captain Krista.
Krista. Best captain ever.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love her.
So they go to the quarters and she's giving everybody their 10K. And then people are pushing her to give Kendra the black spot. But Jay wants to blindside Nessa, and Krista, she's like, oh, maybe I'll do it because I'll just throw Jay under the bus anyway. If I do it, it's great. Like he thinks he's throwing her under the bus. She's like, I'll just throw him under the bus.
This is like very Natalie White-esque for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's just she's
that's
blonde.
That's why I wanted to be on this show.
Yeah, exactly. It's my dumb girl alliance. Just Jay is Russell in this case. Mm-hmm. Or it just could be the fact that this is like her 7th shot. By the time you kind of get to the end, she's taking shots of everybody.
I think that's the next round that she's doing all the shots.
I remember a lot of shots being taken of rum in these two episodes, particularly.
She's still half sober as captain in this episode. All right, summons time. It's going to be Kendra and Nessa. Aaron, our strong female competitor that's out there, and then our weak can't swim female competitor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a theme that we've been seeing for a long time. It was just throwing Kendra up there with somebody and eliminating that other person.
Yeah, and here we see Nessa's like, hey, Jay, what's going on? I thought I had a final four deal. Well, you don't think that Captain Krista's going back on that. And Jay's like, oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I can't believe she'd do that. I mean, I went in there. I said Laurel and Kendra. I don't even know what's going on. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What? How did Krista come up with those names? I have no idea. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Pirates Court 11. Here we are. Krista says, Kendra, same reason as always. You slow her in the water. Can't do the swimming. Nessa, exact opposite. You're very good at swimming. I have to get rid of you. Which is it? Is there no pleasing you, Krista?
It's like Goldilocks, you know?
Yeah.
That's why Laurel is just like right there in the middle. She's like the always appropriate mediocre level swimmer of swimming skills.
Yes.
You know, you freestyle and backstroke she can do.
You swim too well. Either one is not good. All right. All right, Kendra, no poem this time, Liana.
I know. I was quite disappointed. I was hoping that she would progress to other expressive mediums, perhaps a rap this time, but no. You know, she's like, I don't even know what to say, what I said last time. Like,
she'll never stop stopping.
I'm never going to give up. Mm-hmm. Look at what I did last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much the Victoria of Pirate Master.
Yes, she is the pawn star, Kendra.
Exactly.
What does Nessa end up saying here, Aaron?
Yeah, Nessa's like, you know, I mean, I'm on a pretty solid losing streak, so I don't know why I'm perceived as this big threat. Is there something that I'm missing? Like, is there some secret agreement that I don't know about? Is there a reason that I'm up here?
Mm-hmm.
And she asks Krista. Krista says, no. Jay? No. Ben? No. And at that point, if I was Nessa, I'd be like, then why am I up here?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, I mean, like, you're a majority of the people that are sitting over there. If you all didn't want me here, why am I here?
Mm-hmm. So, like, unless there's like a secret alliance to get me out of here. And they're like, no. A secret alliance.
An alliance? What?
Yes.
Secret? What? No.
Cameron Daddo asks Jay about Kendra. And he says, well, she's been the black spot baby. Like, is that a thing now? I don't think that's a thing. No.
Yeah. A king cake baby, maybe, king but cake not, baby, not a black spot.
Yes. Yes.
That's how they should do it next time. Instead of the pirate summons, you actually get a king cake, and then whoever gets the slice with the black mark baby, black spot baby, whatever, then you're the one who has to go up for like, pirate court.
And Louis's like, no, it's mine. It's mine. That's in my cake.
Oh, man. But this was interesting because it was Louis and Laurel were still able to vote here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that Nessa is calling out this specific group of people, you know, should have maybe been a little bit of a red flag for those two, but, you know, obviously not with the vote.
Yep. All right. So the votes come in and Nessa is blindsided. Was it unanimous again?
It was unanimous again. I was surprised. Well, I know that Louis and Laurel had been working closely with Kendra for a long part of the game as well. I feel like Kendra has sort of been sharing a lot of information with pretty much everybody else left in the game. So they all wanted to keep her for various reasons. But yeah, they should have voted out. I feel like they should have voted out or at least attempted a tie here.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess because then it would have been Krista who would have broken the tie anyway. Yeah. So but that would have been interesting to put her in that position, right? Because then she couldn't blame Jay for whatever the problem was, which was her plan. So yeah, that would have been interesting to see if they had done something like that.
Nessa has some iconic final words. She says, have fun eating each other alive.
Love it. Cannibalism. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe also a pirate thing, perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm both flattered and disgusted at you guys' cowardice. I'd rather run among the strong than lie about the weak. I mean, that was like, whoa, that's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, I know.
Okay. And then a reunion with Ghost Jodan in the future.
Yes. I mean, yeah, talking about lying amongst the weak. The strong. I don't know.
Leanna, were you shipping Jodan and Nessa during their time together?
I mean, obviously.
Pirate shipping them?
If I had been watching in 2007, that would have been my profile picture on Sucks. I would have just totally shipped it. Yeah. Love it. Love to see it. Rooting for them.
Joe, Nessa. Yeah. Okay. All right. Episode 11. The final episode here of this installment of our Pirate Master rewatch. Okay. Jay and Ben talk. Jay is trying to reassure Ben, and he says to him, hey, if I screw you over, may God curse me for generations to come, Ben. This seemed ominous to me, Aaron. This seemed to me screaming.
It seemed ominous
like,
to me, too. And said, whoa.
Jay's really going to screw Ben.
This isn't going to
end
well.
He's smarter than his kid, so...
I don't know.
It seems okay to me.
This is fine by me. Okay, yeah, I'll get another microphone. I'm looking for an amp, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this felt very reminiscent of, maybe not the same way, but sort of the Alex and Rob conversation at this same point. It gets down to the end.
That's different. That was different.
A little different.
He told me for no reason that I was going to be the first to go in the final four. I didn't even ask him that. He's like, just so you know, like, if we get down to the final four, like, it's going to be you. I was like, why are you telling me this? Okay.
Well, maybe at least he didn't tell Krista that. That's probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't let that out.
Okay. All right. A little bit of Krista. Krista's the cool captain, Leanna.
Oh my gosh. You love to see it. You love to see it. This is why we need women in charge. Mm-hmm. No scrubbing the decks.
Is this what it's
going to
be like when you're president, Leanna?
I mean, no obviously. Homework. Yeah. No homework. We're all going to have plenty of food. No need to wake up early. Yeah.
Hey, it's swim time, everybody.
All right. Oh, well, Kendra's still here, but that's okay. Swim time, everybody.
Wait, you're making us go clean the barnacles off the side of the ship? No. Just swimming.
Just chill. Just
Kendra's
swim.
Like, no!
Not the water.
Not swim time.
My nemesis. Mm-hmm. Where's the lifeguard?
Aaron, here is Kendra, maybe taking a page out of Nessa's book. She's just eavesdropping on everybody. She doesn't get any actionable information really, but she is
not
trying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically, they're talking about wanting her to go, and she's overhearing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the shocking information.
I think that was just the setup for the fact that she's going to be eavesdropping later. Because, yeah, I also had the same thing. It's like, oh, all this talk about her eavesdropping. And then what? She's just sort of like sitting in the doorway hearing that they want her gone.
Yeah.
I don't think that's new information for her.
It's not news. No. Yeah.
She has been on the block 5 times now.
Yeah.
So, all right. Krista and Jay are talking. Jay says, hey, I want to keep you in power. If I'm on the red team, I'm going to throw the challenge. So the first time we get some challenge throw talk, Liana.
Mm-hmm. I told you he was a genius.
Yes. Okay.
You know.
So, all right. Open up the chest of Zanzibar. And we have our team set. Now, Jay said he would throw the challenge if he had the chance, if he was on the opposite team. He gets his wish. Now, did he have to throw the challenge? He is paired up with Laurel and Kendra against Krista, Louis, and Ben. Aaron, he is on the weaker team to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know if he really needed to throw the weight that he was so blatantly.
Yeah, I will say also that this happened to be Kendra's best challenge of the entire series. Like, all of a sudden, Kendra was like had a very inspired performance when we get down to just three people.
I don't know, though, because I feel like the black squad really stumbled butt backwards into this because Jay had to tell it was like they, you know, ended up catching up because black went the wrong way. They also needed Jay to tell them like, oh, you got to follow the chain to go get the treasure at the end. So I think there were a lot of times where Jay really had to help the black team.
Yeah, he does get the fishy.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, okay. For throwing successfully and helping the other team.
Aaron, could you talk us through Expedition Number 11?
Yes. So basically, they get handed some corkscrews, and there's a clue on the corkscrew where they have to figure out where to begin. And so they have to go in the longboat, so they row to shore. Jay's basically rowing as slow as he can. Mm-hmm. And then they have to row to the anchor. They have to find the smuggler's den. And so basically, the trail leads them back to the shore to dig at this anchor. And Jay, genius, finds the chain, starts pulling it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's noticing him. He tells Ben to go in the water and follow the chain, which... If I'm on the other team, if I'm Kendra or Laurel, and I just see Ben, or if I see anybody doing anything weird, that's not what everybody else is doing. The theme of Pyromaster is just follow the other person because they're probably at where you need to be. I'm surprised nobody really did that, but they follow the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not the most observant pirates, really, like, out of the bunch here. Because, it seems super obvious to us, but there's no one discusses this. Yeah.
And it is their 11th expedition, and all the expeditions are exactly the same.
That's true. That is true.
So, basically, Ben spots this chest at the bottom of the ocean. They dig it out. They find a skull inside. They put it together, and it has a map that leads to the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this map... leads to this
treasure,
cave that's
quote unquote.
Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. It leads to this cave that's full of water. Red Crew is right there. But they do end up finding this object. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this container.
Urn butt plug looking thing. That's like really what it was.
Basically, a giant butt plug that they open and find. Is hollow with nothing inside.
Oh no.
What the hell was this?
Oh, no.
Then what are you doing, Pirate Master? The whole show is you go on and you go look for treasure and you find treasure. And then this round it was like bazinga, the pirates tricked you and there was no treasure. You just wasted your time on this expedition. There's no money. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay. See,
this, and I wanted to say this last week, but this was the episode that I really wanted to say. They should have done this for the gambling one, because at least that would have made sense.
No,
they gambled all the treasure
it's
away.
Pirate Master.
I know it would have been terrible, but at least it would have made
sense. What is it? It doesn't make any sense, Liana.
I mean, if you're going to do the fact that another pirate outsmarted you as the pirate crew, you know, I don't know, like add something else to it. Maybe then there's no captain, right? Because, you know, nobody got the money. Like add some type of game mechanic to it, because otherwise I was like, I'm sorry, why did I just watch this?
Yeah, what, did they run out of money? It's like, guys, we've been seeing the ratings. We're going to have to cut back on the budget. There's no treasure this time.
The online very cheap ads Depot. Really aren't doing it for us. A lot of people have ad block on. I just, the thing is that I don't know how exactly. So, you know, it's $1 million prize, right? But it's slowly dulled out over the course of this. But I mean, we're only at what? How much money? I mean, there must be some like large chunk of money at the end then that somebody wins. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I think you win all the money that you've collected, right?
Yeah, so everybody gets the money that they've collected so far.
But then there's also like going to be one big prize at the end.
Do you want me to say whether there is or not?
The biggest, they're saving the biggest treasure for the last round.
For the captain, yes.
The captain, okay.
I mean, this would be like if you had a Survivor Challenge, and it's like, all right, want to know what you're playing for? We've got pizzas for the entire pizza party for the tribe. Like, okay, great. And then you win the challenge and you get there and you open the pizza boxes and they're all empty. It's like, oh, but...
it's a fake pizza party.
Yeah, the Fijian locals that delivered the pizza ate it all. You guys got.
I mean...
Like, what did we learn here?
Don't trust a smuggler, I think was what Louis said.
I guess so.
So there's a lesson here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly. So I don't know.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no money.
Louis was trying to tell us like, I can't believe those pirates. They're probably in India right now with our gold.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Drinking Indian ales, like IPAs or like what? Like, I'm sorry, what are we talking here?
I don't know
what that drink is. But yeah, life lesson here. Don't trust a pirate, I guess.
Yep.
No.
Okay. All right. Back on the ship. Krista, she got hosed, gets no money, but she'll stay the captain. This is when Jay is gonna talk Ben into playing high card with him. It's like, well, we didn't win any money. Maybe I could just swindle money out of Ben today.
And this guy's an idiot. Bizarre. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, let's play the game of like, let's just pick a card up off the table. And then, Jay's gonna keep picking up the same card. Like, I beat you again. I'm gonna see if I can beat Dominic at this game later on tonight. Before he says, Dad, you keep picking up the same card.
Yeah, see how many times you can pick up the same card? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it was what I don't even think he realized, but Jay did it, what, three times? Pulled the same card three times?
Yeah.
And Ben still didn't recognize what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jay's like, I gotta keep this guy around. Can't get rid of him. It's too dumb.
Definitely not this guy.
Yeah.
This is where a lot of the conversations have been shifting to, okay, this person's a threat. We need to get them out. And this person's an idiot. So we're going to keep them around. So I don't know if Ben is like big braining here. He's like, look, I'm going to come off as a total dodo. They're going to keep me around. But I do not think that is the case.
Yeah.
But Louis is also an idiot because Louis was sitting next to Ben and Louis didn't even bother to say anything or do anything about the situation.
Yeah. Louis is kind of a simpleton also.
Yeah.
Simple yeah. Louis.
Aww, bless him. Yeah. Bless Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thinks that there are real pirates that took the smuggle the treasure.
I mean, we're going to see Louis's logic later in this episode. So... Yeah, if that card game is indicative of anything.
Because you know that is a haunt of many of the pirates from the Caribbean. Just like once they get their gold, they go off to India. That's
we all know.
It's right a Disneyland there. Of pirates.
It's right there.
It's there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We see Kendra. She's lurking around on the boat. She hears Jay and Ben talking about Krista being a threat. She'll try to play that card. It goes about as well as Ben playing a two against the queen that Jay keeps pulling. Louis says, hey, put me up on the block. Give me the black spot. I don't care. Why, Louis?
I do not understand this. Early in the game, I get it.
This win is three. You know, sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
But two, and there's only, what, six people. Yeah.
And Kendra stays every time. She's been on the block five times. This isn't like a no-doubter. Yeah. Like, okay, all right, if Asmith's on the block, they're sending him home. There's no chance nobody in their right mind would keep Asmith. Kendra has been kept five times, Louis.
Every single week, there's a conversation where they're like, Kendra, nails on a chalkboard. She just talks about nothing at the beginning of the episode. And by the end of the episode, is Kendra leaving? No, it's the other person. The same pattern is happening. Yeah. I genuinely thought Louis was going to be dunzo here.
Okay.
Yeah. Even, which I almost don't even understand why they did this at the Pirates Court. Why would they make Louis feel this way that he's like, if they're going to keep him ultimately, it just felt really weird of a choice to me.
So many questions. Yeah.
In fairness, maybe everybody is hammered. That is a possibility.
Right, I forgot about this. Right, yeah.
This is the one where literally everybody is taking shots.
All right, Krista, we talked about, she is the best captain. She's the fun captain. She lets everybody come in and decide what to do. And she's going to have a one-on-one meeting with everybody. And she also says like, hey, sit down. Let's do a shot. Let's do a shot of rum. She does a shot with every other crew member. I believe that there are seven people left, or are we down to six?
Six.
So
six.
She might have been drinking beforehand. Meetings, yeah. She does five shots of rum in the time of, 30 minutes, Liana?
I'm pretty sure she does two with Jay also. So, we're going hard.
How was she
not
down drunk?
I have no idea. I started thinking, I was like, there's no way this is real alcohol. Or her tolerance is off the charts.
It's insane. You would think that she'd be at pirate court being like, all right, hey, Kendra, you're on the block. You bad swimmer.
I think you said you wanted to go up. That's great. You guys are great. I love you guys. I love being a captain. And I just love being a pirate. I love you guys so much. Just so happy to be here.
Didn't even slur her words, at all.
She seemed totally fine. Yeah. Totally fine.
What do you think, Aaron? Was any of the alcohol real on Pirate Master?
I mean, maybe watered down. I don't know.
Nobody seemed drunk ever. The only time they seemed drunk, I think when they had the feast.
The party. The party. Then they were all, they were all like falling over themselves there. So,
yeah, nobody's ever I partied too much last night.
I think there was one of the early episodes when Asmith is the captain and he overslept or something because they talked about him being hungover. But I think that's the only time it's been referenced. I don't know. Maybe that was the casting criteria. That's why Kendra made the show. It was like, well, you're a heavy drinker, so welcome to Pirate Master.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
I can't swim, but I basically have alcohol does nothing to me.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, all right. We are going to get to summons time. All right. Let's do some summons for Kendra, and also summons for Louis. Also, Kendra came in. She said that, Jay's looking out for Jay, but doesn't change anything. Jay is not going up on the block. Kendra versus Louis. That's going to be three votes here. Laurel and Ben and Jay. Those are going to be so Laurel is worried for Louis because it doesn't matter what, Krista wants to do. It'll really come down to whatever Ben and Jay want to do. Okay.
Yeah, and here we get some classic shading from Datto being like, Louis, what the hell were you thinking? Anyone that stands next to Kendra goes home. What's your problem? Just straight up calling him out for it. You love to see it. You love to see it.
Anybody that stands her has been cut adrift, Louis.
So, bruh, what's your problem?
He even goes to ask Jay, do you think, Louis should be worried? Jay's like, yeah.
Yes.
That was not good.
Probably, I thought him putting himself up was insane. Why would anybody do that? Basically setting himself up to go home here. I thought Louis was going.
Yeah, Louis is good at Pirates Court, Liana. That only second to Joe Don, who was always like a closer at Pirates Court. Louis, he gives a good speech. He says, I give you what money can't buy. I give you loyalty. He would say a lot that, like, I'm a good seaman. I'll be a swab. That was like his line early on in the season.
I mean, he's the father.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We have to. He's, what was he? Captain Sweetbeard?
Sweetbeard.
That's what we're gonna call him. Yeah, it was also kind of interesting. So, okay, so a few things about this Pirates Court. So, one, it was interesting to see him, Louis, realize, oh crap, I might be in danger, and like see his face fall. Yeah, oh no, I've made a terrible mistake. That was super fun. But also, Aaron, what you brought up earlier was like, what on earth was the point? This isn't like tribal council where you're trying to fool the other person to make sure they don't play an idol. Like, they're up there. They can't do anything. There's no pardon. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to make them feel any type of way if you're not going to vote them out. It was such an odd choice.
Liana, were you worried at any point during Pirate Master that somebody was going to cut their hand open?
Every single time they walk up there and there's that massive knife and they just down the votes, I'm like, oh my God, please don't cut yourself. Oh my God, please don't cut yourself. Do they have stitches in pirate times? I don't know, but I'm like genuinely worried for you. It was terrifying. Yeah. Or someone was going to impale themselves. That was, of course, my other concern.
Because Aaron, first day did not seem like it was on the ball here. Like, there was one point where Jay's shin was just bleeding and they were just like,
it was just bleeding. No,
whatever.
No first aid.
Nope. But I mean, also with all of the drinking, like the sharp objects, it does not seem like a good combination. Yeah.
Because they have like a sock on top of it, like that they have to take off it before they start, right? There's like a case that goes on top of it.
The protective sock, yes.
The sleeve.
I'm glad Krista didn't have to vote, because after that many shots, I would have missed.
Yeah.
I would have definitely missed.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Kendra, sixth time on the block. She's slow in the water, but she's given everything she's got.
She's doing her best, Rob. She's doing her best, okay?
She keeps going.
All right. So, only 3 votes, Ben and Jay and Laurel. No ballots for the mutiny. A little bit of a fake out for Louis, that he's going to stay. He's the first time that a person has beat Kendra on the block. Cut this pirate adrift. Kendra, you're done. That's it.
Good luck swimming off your little adrift raft.
Yeah, like, surrounded by the ghost pirate.
Go join. Yeah, enjoy the ghost pirate.
Yeah. And that's Pirate Master episode 11. Only 3 episodes left of Pirate Master to watch. Liana, will you watch the rest of the series?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to know how it ends. We're getting so... it is being smacked into us, Jay, and all of his confessionals, and it's just it's so much in your face.
Yeah, I can't see. Well, but I do feel like that Krista has come on strong here in these, but she's had no edit in the first half of the season.
Right, exactly.
And Louis, I think still has a shot.
Louis sells a shot, but Louis, you know, it's going to kind of depend on how the end game works, because I'm not entirely sure how that's going to play out. I don't know if they know how it's going to play out, but they definitely talk about, like, they know how it's going to go, right? They keep talking about, I don't want to go up against you. I don't want to go up against you. Mm-hmm. So there must be some type of, like, competition at the very end. So, you know, obviously it's like, oh, well, Jay's going to win. But I also do wonder if this is a little bit, and I keep going back to this, but like Russell Hansian of, we're being smacked in the face with the edit. And then is this, you know, Krista's time to shine, where the blonde is able to come back and then, you know, make the waves in the end. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, Nick Fishman asked us, what ghost should have written Die Jerks on their sash?
John.
Obvious, yes.
Yes. And then Nick Fishman also wanted to know, did the ghost failure help show you the alternate timeline where the Outcast tribe fails to win that challenge?
Oh my gosh, who's the Lil of the Outcast? Tribe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even remember who's on it except for John and Jodan.
I thought there were not a lot of women that were cut adrift in the early going. Joy.
Oh, yeah. Joy was there.
Joy, Alexis,
and
Cheryl.
Joy, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Who's Alexis?
I don't even remember Alexis. Yeah. She had a thing Alexis. Where she was like pushing the boat slow on the sand, right? Or she like didn't help them with pushing the boat.
Oh, yeah. She was just like walking through the water. That was her. Yeah, Alexis was she a model?
Alexis was walking off the side.
They've done better, but they did not really give any of the female characters much to do when there were a lot of people on the show.
No.
It's been better. It's been better in the back half. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, anything else you want to say about chapter 3 of our Pirate Master rewatch?
This has been great. I'm looking very much forward to talking about chapter 4 and everything involving the end game. There's a lot.
Okay. Can you set us up? Are there any like longer episodes here in the home stretch?
Yes. So 12 and 13 are normal. 14 is going to have two treasures in it. One will
be
the first.
Is it a 2-hour episode?
Maybe. Yeah, this is definitely a part one and a part two.
Okay.
Oh, they're crazy. They're crazy.
But we get a very exciting next time on, I will say, at the end of this last episode, where we get some foreshadowing, you know, are Krista and Ben actually going to be able to turn against Jay? I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
Okay, that'll be next time on the, is that the finale of our February short? So it'll be next time out. That'll be our last time of talking Pirate Master here in the month of February. And we'll get into our next RHAP rewind after that. If you have suggestions for the RHAP rewind, please be sure to let us know on Twitter or wherever else you find me. Okay. Aaron, what's next for you?
What is next for me?
Yeah, what are you up to when you're not watching Pirate Master?
Right now, I'm working a couple part-time jobs and finishing school on my way to becoming a full-stack developer. Mm-hmm. So, basically, I'm just finishing up that chapter of my life and applying for new jobs.
You can't tell this because you're listening to the audio of this podcast, but Aaron wears a tie when we do the he was working earlier in the day, I presume. Didn't just get dressed up for the for talking to us about Pirate Master, but he doesn't take the tie off. What a professional!
Well, thank you. Yeah, today was spent. I had to work at the pizza place that I work at, and I had to drive out in the, they didn't really plow my apartment complex.
Oh, so you don't work in the kitchen, do you? You don't have the curse of the galley?
No, I was the, carry out. I'm on the phones when people call in. So it was me, the cooks, like two cooks, a manager and the head chef. It was five people in there. It was a weird, very weird day today.
Yeah. And then do the cooks talk in weird voices?
No.
Yeah.
No, but they do sometimes make some really cool stuff in the back.
Okay.
So,
like what?
Appreciate that. Somebody made like a really good pineapple upside down cake one time.
Whoa.
Another time they made I guess I'll call it a calzone, which is really good.
Yep.
Was
it a calzone or would you call it a calzone?
My thought George was, calzones, this is like a hot pocket, but it's I think it was a calzone.
But like a fancy hot pocket.
It was a fancy hot pocket, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, Aaron, looking forward to the finale next week.
Yeah.
And then, Liana, what do you have going on these days?
Right now, doing a lot of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. So Amon, Beth, and I are covering both the US season of Drag Race, season 13, as well as the UK season, which has been completely bonkers and super fun. So check that out. That's in the Drag Race for Hap Up, or we're doing the videos as well on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube page. And then Puya and I are going to be back to wrap up the Masked Dancer. And so we're going to do a finale podcast for that. And then the Masked Singer is going to be coming back in March. So we will be getting together for all the fabulousness that is the Masked Singer. Hopefully a pirate-themed costume this year.
Oh, that would be exciting.
Be good.
Okay.
Fit with the theme.
Of course, so much going on Rob Has a Podcast. It was the end of a busy week. We talked about the 34th best season of Survivor Nicaragua, which not necessarily pirate-themed, kind of like pirate-adjacent. There's a lot of it's sort of like a... some gold around, you know, they try to make
Gulliver's Travels. It's pretty piratey.
Yeah, it's like pirate adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. There was more gold than there was on that one adventure for the Pirate Master. Mm-hmm. So yep. No smugglers yep.
There's
got
some
it.
Smuggling going on also. So talked about that with Jacob Jones and AJ Norris. Plus, we brought back your friend, Jordan Kalish, for another round of Twitch Ultimate Trivia this week. So be sure to check that out. Plus, our recap of episode number 2 of Tough as Nails. So that's all up at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.